ברשות מוריי ורבותיי, ברשות, with the permission of Hashem, we will try to explain some psukim and the parasha of this week. As we saw in parashat Vayera that Hashem gave 7 makot to the Egyptian, and we saw in parashat Bo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he finished the 10 makot by giving the 3 last makot to the Egyptian. And then the Bnei Israel were they left Egypt. So, of course, the question is those makot having a relation with the 7 sefirot, the first 7 sefirot, or and the three makot of the parashat Bo are related to the other 3 sefirot, the remaining 3 sefirot. As before that, I have to mention you that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the 10 makot to the Egyptian, it's because the Egyptian, as I saw in one of the book of Rabbi Yaakov Ehsar Alav Shalom, he explained that the Egyptian delayed the Jews by leaving Egypt to receive the Torah. That means, if you see the parasha of the parashat Bo, you see at parashat Vera, all the makot that Paro was receiving, he was very, 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 always he was suffering from each makkah. And then after, he said to Moshe, no, I will not send the Jews. And each makkah, Paro, he does teshuva, he is willing to send the Jews. And after, he stopped, he doesn't send the Jews. That means, because Paro, he did not let the Jews going, leaving Egypt, that means he wanted to delay them from receiving the Torah. And because he delayed them to receive the Torah, especially the 10 commandments, to receive 10 makot. 10 makot because he delayed the Jews to receive the 10 commandments. Midah kenegid midah. So I was thinking, according to that, I have a question. How can we say that Paro, he delayed the Jews from going from Egypt and to delight them to receive the Torah? I mean, all the time that the Jews were in Egypt, because Hashem wanted them to be in Egypt. Hashem wanted them to be in Egypt. So I don't understand why Paro, he had to receive Makot, 10 plagues, because he delighted the Jews from leaving Egypt to receive the Torah. I mean, it was not the fault of Paro, it's Hashem. It's Hashem who wanted that the Jews will remain 400 years in Egypt, and it's not the fault of Paro. So why Paro, so according to that, I don't see why Paro had to receive this 10 makot. It was not his fault to delay them from leaving Egypt to receive the Torah. I think it's the fault of Hashem. It's Hashem who delayed them. It's not Paro. But the answer is, to answer this question, we have to ask another question. We saw the Parashat Bo that the Jews, they stayed in Egypt 400 years. 430 years. I mean, anyway, 400 years. But if we do a big calculation, listen to this, we will find out that the Jews, they only stayed there 210, yes or no? They only stayed in Egypt 210 years. So they did not stay in Egypt 400 years, only 210 years. So why the Torah said that the Jews, they stayed 430 years? And besides this, they did not stay, the Gezerah was only for 400 years, not for 430 years. So for that we have, for that there is an answer. For that the Chachamim, our Chachamim, they said that Paroi was a bad man. Paroi, he made the Jews to be slave day and night. Hashem, he said that the Jews will be only 400 years slave in Egypt. But what Paro did, he made them slaves day and night. And because they were slaves day and night, so if you usually people work only during the day and they sleep at night, or people they work at night they sleep during the day. But Paro, he suffered the Jews day and night. And because he suffered the Jews day and night, so Hashem made a calculation and state of 400 years, so it was 210. It's like if I give a full wage to somebody that to work with me like 40 hours a week. So if 40 hours of a week from Sunday till Friday, and if he does 40 hours in 2 days, so it's like a week. You see, so Paro, it was very, very clever. Paro, what he did, Paro, instead, when Paro knows that the Jews will remain 400 years. So what Paro did, he said, instead of 400 years, they will stay with me 800 years. How? By working with them day and night. That means now I'm going to give you the answer that I asked about what I said before. That means that Paro, he delighted the Jews. He delighted the Jews by giving them hard work day and night. That means he wanted to delight them from receiving the Torah. That means he wanted to keep them with him 800 years. You understand me? So that's why Hashem, he gave to Paro Midah Kenegid Midah. He wanted to delight the Jews, not to receive the Ten Commandments, so Hashem will give him 10 Makot. And after the 10 Makot, the Bnei Israel left Egypt. Now, we understand that you have to listen to me carefully. You must understand that the Ten Commandments, why Hashem gave the Jews, when Hashem came from the Shamaim, listen to this. I think you never heard this in your life. When Hashem, he gives the Torah to the Bnei Israel, the Torah said, Vayered Hashem. Okay? Vayered Hashem el Har Sinai. And Hashem, he came down from the Shamaim to earth. Hashem, he pushed the Shamaim to earth and he gave the Ten Commandments to the Jews. What that mean, Vayered Hashem? What the meaning? Hashem, he came down. So what does that mean? That when Hashem he came with to connect the Jews through the Ten Commandments with the Ten Sefirot. You understand? That means that from now, a Jew will be connected to Hashem through the Ten Sefirot. So each Sefira, it's with a commandment. Each Sefira, it's a commandment. Now, you will listen to this. So 10 and 10, it's 20, yes? And 20 with the kolel is 21. 21 is the name of Hashem. Ekye. When Hashem revealed himself to the Jews in Egypt, he told them, Ekye shelachani alechem. Ekye shelachani alechem. What that mean, Ekye shelachani alechem? That Hashem, that his name is Ekye, he sent me to you, and when he will give you the Torah, you will be connected to the Shem Ekye. How? Through the Ten Commandments and through the Ten Sefirot, that they will be connected, the Jews, to Ekye, to Shem Hashem, through the Ten Commandments. So each commandment is connected to one Sefira. So altogether, it's the name of Hashem. You understand me? Okay. Now we understand that. Now, just now. Now, according to what I'm telling you, why Paro received the ten plagues? Because Paro, he delayed the Jews from receiving the Torah, and because receiving the Ten Commandments, and because the Ten Commandments, they are related to the ten spherot, so automatically the makot, each maka, it's related to a sphera. So the seven makot that you have in Parashat Ve'era are related to the seven spherot, and the three makot that we have in Parashat Bo are related in the three spherot remaining. But now I have to tell you something incredible. The Zohar HaKadosh said, Bo El Paro. Why? The Zohar asked a question, why does the Torah don't say, Lech El Paro? Go to Paro. Why come to Paro? What does that mean, Bo El Paro? What? Why? This is the question that the Zohar HaKadosh asked. And the Zohar HaKadosh gave a fabulous answer. Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, he knew that Paro is become and is getting strong and strong. The klipa of Paro, it's getting very strong. Because the more Paro gets a Makkah, the more Paro he become bad man. Because as you know, he become more wide. You know, if you take, if you injured an elephant and he is injured, he become more wide than before he is injured. He become dangerous. Just imagine a lion. A lion that is injured. He become very wide. He become very, very wide. Look, he go through anything. Look, an elephant. If he's injured, it's very wide. Anybody who is in danger is very wide. So now, Paro, the more makot he receive, the more he become more wide. So Paro, he was worried. Because now Moshe Rabbeinu, he knew that Paro become more wide, and he was worried for because Paro he was connected to the biggest klipa. The biggest klipa is a tannin. But what is a tannin? It's the snake nahash. Because the tannin is a big klipa tannin. Because as we compare Paro as a tannin. You know, in the river, in the Nile, there is the crocodiles, tanninim. So, Paro, he was connected to the biggest klipa tannin. So now, Hashem said to Moshe, now, if you want that the Jews will leave Egypt, you have to fight the tannin. You have to fight the tannin himself. If you want to fight, if you want to beat once for all, Paro, you have to hit his supporter. You have to hit his boss, the tannin. So Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid. And when is the tannin? He is in the big olamot over there. So Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid to go to fight this tannin because Hashem said to Moshe, as long as you don't beat the tannin, Paro will remain strong. So you see, those three makot that remaining, they are the makot that the critical makot. With those makot, he will achieve Paro. But Hashem said to Moshe, now you have a big work to do, because the only way that the Jews will leave Egypt, only if you destroy completely this klipa of tannin. This klipa would protect Paro. And now you need to go to his place. And his place is over there, Ba'olamot Ha'ilyonim. So Moshe Rabbeinu was worried. So Hashem said to Moshe, Bo, I go with you. I take you. Why Moshe Rabbeinu was worried? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav Shalom, he didn't want to have a contact with that klipa. He didn't want to have a contact with this big klipa of the tannin. So Hashem said to Moshe, Bo, I go with you. Come with me. I go with you there. We will fight him together. When you fight him, so then, Bnei Israel, then Paro will be no strong anymore. Then it will be finished. Now we understand those three makot, it's keneged, as you know, the same way that there is 10 Sefirot Kedoshot, there is Sefirot of Tum'ah. You know that. So now the three Klipot of the seven first Klipot they were finished. Now it remains the three strong Klipot that we have to finish them with the three strong Sefirot Kedushot. That you need the help of Hashem. That's what Hashem said. Bo, what is Bo? Bo, it's number three. Bo, it's Bet Aleph. Bet Aleph is two. Bet it's two. Aleph, it's one. Two and one, it's how much? Three. So it's like the three makot left. And those three makot left, it's the three makot that they were the biggest. The biggest makot is like makat arbe, hosher, and makat bechorot. As you see, all those three makot, it's something maybe that you never heard, all those three makot, it represents the darkness. Because in Makat Arbe, the Torah said that Makat Arbe, it was so much Arbe in Egypt till the sun was covered. So people couldn't see nothing. So it was dark. The Arbe, you know what it is Arbe? The Sotrel. The locust, yes. So the Makat Arbe, as the Torah said, Chisait Ena Ares. The Makat Arbe, there were so many billions of Arbe, so you couldn't see nobody through that. And then you had Makat Hosher, darkness. And then what? You had Makat Bechorot, it was when? In the night. You understand? So that means those three remaining Makot, they were the biggest Makot that Egypt received. Why? Because those Makot represent the darkness of the Klipa. And Hashem wanted to show the Klipa, even in the darkness, Hashem will fight. The Kedusha can fight the darkness on the darkness. Because you know that the Klipa, it's Hosher. And the Hosher, it's strong at night. That's why a Talmid Chacham, a religious man, is not allowed to walk in the street at night. Because at night, it's the Klipa. It is too much Klipa. There is Mazikin at night. So Hashem, he wanted to show the Egyptian that even in the night, the Klipa, her strength, her Korah, her strength, it's in the night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kedusha, can beat the Klipa even at night. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu can reduce the strength of the Klipa even in the night. This is the Korah of the Kedusha. So that's why the Torah said, Bo. That means that Hashem, he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Come with me. I'm going to help you now. Now that there is only three Klipot left, and those are the strongest Klipot, because here we have to reduce the Korach of the Tannin, who represent the Klipa of Paro. So if we don't reduce him, the Jews cannot leave Egypt. But when I had Moshe Rabbeinu, he was worried. He was worried, Moshe Rabbeinu. Why he was worried? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't want to have a direct contact with the Tannin. You understand? He accepted to have contact with Paro, to fight Paro. But now he has to fight the Tannin. He has to fight the protector of Paro, the biggest Klipa, who no one can approach this Klipa, because it's so much too there. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to have a contact with that Klipa. So Hashem said, I'll come with you. I go with you. Do you like this? Have you heard this in your life once? So now we understand why this parasha, it's a special parasha who talk only about the three last makot. Because those three, that way we don't put them all together, because those three makot, it represents the darkness. It represents the biggest korah of the Tannin, of this klipa of the klipa, the one who protect Paro. So to achieve him, Moshe couldn't achieve him. So the only way to achieve him, it's only with the help of Hashem. So Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Let's go together. I'll help you, because this tikkun." I cannot do it, me. only you, only the Jews. It's a tikkun that only the Jews should do it. So I can only help. It's like if you want to do a mitzvah, and it's very hard to do a mitzvah because there is a tzara when you want to do a mitzvah. But you should have the willing to do the mitzvah, and Hashem will help you. But if you have no willing to do the mitzvah, Hashem will not help you. But when you have a willing to do the mitzvah, even that the mitzvah is very hard to do it, Hashem will help you. So Hashem says to Moshe, the exit of Egypt, it depends on the Jews. So I cannot help. But if they do a first step, I will help. So now, because now there is only 3 Makot left, Baruch Hashem, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Jews, they prayed that I will deliver them. So now I'm going to deliver them. Now we have 3 Makot remaining. So let's come. Bo El Paro. Now who's Paro? Who's Bo El Paro? What? Come to Paro. Let's come to see this Tannin over there. Now you see those 3 Klipot remaining. We need 3 strong Sfirot Kedushot. You understand? It's Keter Chochma Bina. We need 3 strong. We need very strong Sfirot. By Der Zichut, Be'ezat Hashem, Moshe will finish once for all with this Tannin. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. He reduced the Koach of the Tannin. Now I'm going to tell you a big sod that you never heard in your life. The Torah said, the Parashat Beshalach, Vayar Yisrael et Mitzrayim met al Sfat Hayam. וירא ישראל את היד הגדולה אשר עשה השם ויעם את אשר הימין והשם משה עבדו. It said, every day we say that, that the Bnei Yisrael saw the Egyptian dying on the sea. Then the Bnei Yisrael started to believe in Hashem on Moshe Rabbeinu. Now the Bnei Yisrael saw the hand of Hashem. I don't understand. I have a big question for you. I mean, with all what the Bnei Yisrael saw in Egypt, they did not see the hand of Hashem only now? Huh? When they saw the Makat Bechorot, Makat Hosher, when there was a Hosher in Egypt, the Jews could see. The Egyptians couldn't see. There was no light in the Egyptian, and the Bnei Yisrael saw. So I don't understand. What that mean? I mean, only now that they saw Paro, and all Egyptians, they drowned in the water. Now they saw et hayad hagedola she'asa Hashem in Mitzrayim. Only now they understood who is Hashem. But I mean, with all what they saw in Egypt, they did not see what Hashem is. Who is Hashem? Only now. The answer is, look, listen to this. This is a fabulous answer. The answer is, why the Jews, they were afraid when they saw the Egyptian coming after them? Why? 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 I mean, so what? Why? Akash Baruch Hu couldn't protect them. You know why they were worried? Rashi said, the Midrash said, they saw the Tsar of Mitzrayim. They saw the Klipa of Mitzrayim protecting the Egyptian. That's what they were worried. They saw a big Malach. A big, 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 big Malach. Protecting Paro and all his armies. When they saw that, they were worried. They said, what? Still this man is alive? This Tsar of Mitzrayim is still alive? They were worried. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them, not worried. Not worried. So when the Jews crossed the sea, they saw the Tsar of Mitzrayim dying. That means that the real, the liberty of the Jews from Egypt, it was not complete until the Tsar of Mitzrayim died. As long as he was alive, the liberation, it was not perfect. You understand me? Now we understand. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, we have Bo El Paro. We have to come together. I'm going to help you to beat the Tannin, to beat the Tsar of Mitzrayim, who is hiding over there. and we threw him from over there. So he will have to come to earth. And when he will come to earth, we'll finish with him the sea. Aye, aye, aye. But first, we have to bring him out from where he's hiding. Can you believe that? Isn't it fabulous, this? That means that the Tsar of Mitzrayim, he was hiding in the Shamayim. And from there, he sent Klipa to Egypt, to Pharaoh. So Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe, as long as we don't bring this man out from the place where he's hiding, because all this was caused by the Avera of Adam HaRishon. If Adam HaRishon would not do the Avera, this Malach, this man, he will not hide himself in the Shamayim. But because Adam did not listen to me, so he gave all the Korach to the Klipa. So the Klipa, she found a place where to hide himself in the Shamayim. And from there, she sent protection to Pharaoh. So now we have to fight him. Now we have to bring him out. So once he was, that was during the three Makot remaining, Arbe, Hoshech, Makat, Berforot, they all have symbol of darkness. Because the Klipa, her symbol is darkness. So Hashem wants to fight, Hashem fight the darkness in the dark. To show the Klipa, even that you are strong in the dark, the Kedusha can fight the darkness. And to reduce the Klipa in the darkness. It's like an enemy. It's like a fight. Usually, when there's two teams of football, okay, who play together, usually the guests always they are beaten. Yes or no? Why? Because most of the supporters, they support the, because the guests, they don't feel comfortable when they play the game in a place that it doesn't belong to them. It's psychologic. You understand? It's psychologic. I mean, a king, he feel king and he feel safe only in his kingdom, only in his palace. But with that king go to another kingdom that does not belong to him, he doesn't feel safe there. I mean, there's no nothing. Understand? So the strength, the core of the darkness, it's in the dark. So can you imagine the Kedusha will come to the Klipa who her symbol is dark, and to fight her there in the darkness, it's impossible to beat them. You understand? And now Hashem is saying to Moshe, we're going to show the Klipa that we can fight her even in her kingdom. And then Hashem, what he did, Hashem with Moshe Rabbeinu, he threw the Klipa from their place out of there. So now what happened? Hashem fight her on this olam. Now the Bnei Israel, that's why they were worried. Why they were worried? When they saw the Klipa, Vayah Israel, they saw the Klipa protecting the Egyptian, so they were afraid. Since they thought, well, the Klipa is still with her Korah. But after the Kriat Yam Suf, and Hashem, he punished the Egyptian and Pharaoh, and even the Tsar of Mitzrayim, the leader of Mitzrayim, the Klipa of Mitzrayim, so now the Jews, they relief. They were happy. That is about Hashem. Vayah Yisrael tayad ha'gedolah, Hashem asa Hashem b'Mitzrayim, Vayah u'a Hashem b'Mitzrayim, Vayah minu b'Hashem b'Hashem. Now the Bnei Israel saw the big hand of Hashem, and now they saw the big hand of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu, now they believe in Moshe. Why they did not believe in Moshe before? Tell me. With all what Moshe did, he did not believe of the strength of Moshe. Only now, do you have an answer or not? No, you know why? Only now they believe of the strength of Moshe. Why not before? Why only now? Because now they saw the strength that Moshe, he fight the Tannin in his kingdom. Not only he fight him in his kingdom, and he brought him out from his kingdom to be finished in this world. That's what he saw. Now this is the strength of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because even Moshe Rabbeinu, he couldn't fight the Tannin. He was worried to go to fight the Tannin. He said to Hashem, I can't go. So Hashem told him, come, I come with you, come with me. We'll fight. Now when the Jews, when they heard, when now they understand that Moshe Rabbeinu, he fight the Tannin with Hashem, and with the help of Hashem. So now they saw that what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Moshe Rabbeinu, he fight the Tannin. So that Moshe Rabbeinu, he helped the Jews. Otherwise, God forbid, the Jews will never be liberated from Egypt. Never. Never. How can the Jews be in 49 Jogi of Tom'ah? After all what they saw, during 1 year, all the Nisim, still they were in 49 Jogi of Tom'ah. Why? Why? You know why? Because the Tannin, the big klipa, she carried sending the klipa and the Tom'ah in Egypt. So the Jews, it was no way that they could take from them the 49 degrees of Tom'ah. The only way to that they will be out of the 49 degrees of Tom'ah, if they finished, if somebody will help them to take this Tannin, this klipa of Egypt from her place, to throw her away. As soon as the Tannin HaGadol would throw him from his kingdom, the Jews left Egypt. The light, that was the... Now we understand what the Zohar said. The Zohar said that the night that the Jews were liberated from Egypt, it was a big light. Lil Shimurim Olash, it was a big, big light. There was no darkness. It was light. The question is, why? Why this light? Why? From where this light came? So according to what I tell you, I understand. Once the Egyptians received the last Makkah, so they finished with the darkness. So the Tannin HaGadol, they threw him from his place over there. So once it was out from this place over there, there was no darkness anymore. So automatically, all the orot came to that night. That's symbolic. What it is, the symbol of the darkness, of the finishing of the darkness, the light that came that night. Isn't it not good that? Huh? Now I understand what the darkness... That night that it was Makat Mechorot, that night was light. Why that night was light? Because now we understand why Hashem said to the Jews, don't go out that night. During the Ten Makot, don't go out. The question is, why? Why during the Makat of Mechorot, no one should go out? Why? Because at that moment, the klipa of the Tannin HaGadol will be completely damaged. He will be thrown from his place. And he will be thrown. And where he's going to hide? Where? Tell me where. In Egypt. No. He's going to be thrown out from the Shamayim. So where is he going to go? To Egypt. Because it's from the Shamayim who sent all his kohot of klipa to Egypt. Now he will be coming where? To Egypt. So it's dangerous for the Jews to be out. Only when Hashem will come to start punishing all the Makat Mechorot in a few minutes, and then Makat Mechorot will be finished, so Hashem will be there, so the Jews can come out. It's like, as long as when there is a lion, an injured lion in the street, no one should be out till they finished him, till they arrest him or they kill him. Then everybody can come out. So exactly that's what happened. When Hashem finished with the Makat Mechorot, so the klipa, the Tannin of Egypt, was completely damaged. So what it remained, the strength that remained on him, it was finished under sea. So that now we understand why Pharaoh, after all the makot that Pharaoh received, he went after the Jews to the desert. Why? Because still the klipa of Egypt, she was not completely die. She remained. She was like she still had a little bit of strength. So all that strength of Pharaoh and his klipa and his master, the klipa, the tannin, they were finished in the sea. So then, don't see. So now we understand why we have now exactly. Now we have answers. Why are the first Silmakot in this parasha only? Now I understand. Why are not the full 10 included in one parasha? Now we understand. Does this have to do with the lower 7 spherot in association with the physical world? Now we understand. Does Vayera D aid in something that has to do with the physical and Bo have to do with something more related to the Keter, Chokhmah and Bina? Why is the difference of Kavana we should have between Vayera and Bo? To connect the Ten Sefirot. This is the answer. To connect ourselves with the Ten Sefirot and with the Ten Commandments. So now we understand of what Rabbi Yaakov Abhisar Alav Hashalom, what he explained, why Hashem punished the Egyptian, because he said, because he wanted to delight him from receiving the Torah, that it's there is the Ten Commandments. So we ask a question, and we answer that there is a connection between the Ten Sefirot and the Ten Makot, and what Pharaoh he wanted the Jews to remain 800 years by pushing the Jews working day and night, because he knew 400 years, but Hashem was very clever. Instead of that the Jews will remain only 400 years, Hashem only made them stay 210 years. So because Hashem, the calculation of Hashem, it was instead of 400, it was 1000. It's like as I told you, today there is people who work 2 days, and they receive a wage of 1 week. Why? Because they work 40 hours. These people work 40 hours a week, and they receive a full wage. And there is people who want to have only 2 days work, having 3 days off. You understand? So, but Pharaoh was clever. Pharaoh said, well, I'm going to double the 400. Instead of 400, I will have 800 years. Okay, now I understand. Now, there is now something that I will try to explain to you. In this parasha of Bo, we have a parasha of mitzvat HaHodesh. And there is a connection. Hodesh and the moon. So, and we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu give a bracha to Rosh Chodesh? Because the Gemara said there was a fight between the moon and the sun and the moon said to Hashem, yes, why I have to have the same light like the sun, and Shnei Melachim Mishtamshim Keter Echad, we cannot have two same light. It's like a crown. It cannot be put in two heads of two kings. So it's better or me or the sun to have more light. So Hashem said, well, because you have Gaava, so you lechimati. So I reduce your light, and then I will reduce your light. You will have only the light at night. So there is a big conversation between the moon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the moon, well, now I ask you, sorry. That's why on Korban, every Rosh Chodesh, we bring Korban Hatat. Why we bring Korban Hatat? So the question is, why? What the connection? Why Korban Hatat is only for somebody who does Avera? So the answer is said, because Hashem is said to the moon, because I reduced your light, so I ask you sorry. So please, Jews, bring a korban for me, korban hatat, that the moon will forgive me. But be'ezat Hashem, when Mashiach will come, it will be the moon will have the full light, like before. Okay. Now we must understand something. First, I have a question. Why the parasha of the Chodesh? We don't mention the parasha of Chodesh. No, another parasha. Why in Egypt? Why the first mitzvah that Hashem gave to the Jews, it's Birkat HaChodesh? Why not another mitzvah? Why Hashem did not give us another mitzvah? I mean, mitzvah Shabbat, Tefillin. Why the mitzvah of Birkat HaChodesh? So, I was thinking, look to that. I was thinking that Hashem wanted the Bnei Israel to do a complete tikkun of everything. First, the Rafah Nitzutzot, that they were in Egypt. The 248 Nitzutzot that they came out from Adam when he did the Avera. And that they were, those Nitzutzot, they came to the Tikkun, they correct them, the Jews. Then they corrected this big klipa who was there, is going to be corrected. Yes? The tannin, okay? As we said before. That's what we had telmakot. The telmakot is to compare the telmakot as the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments is the Torah. That means, with the zichut of the Torah, each makah was given. With the zichut of each sfera, each makah was given. That means, through the Ten Commandments, through the Torah, the Bnei Israel, they will have a connection direct with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only a direct connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they will be connecting with the Ten Sefirot. That means that the whole Olam will be Tukan. This will be a fabulous correction between the Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we have a problem. What about the moon? What about the moon? Everything is going to be corrected. The klipa is going to be out from her place. There will be like only Kedusha. Even the darkness become light. In Makat Bechorot, that night become light. In Makat Choshech, when it was dark everywhere, it was light by the Jews. So that means a complete disaster for the klipa. Okay? Now, what about the aura of the moon? That the aura of the moon that was reduced. Because, as it said, הנה הנוקבה הייתה תחילה שווה לזעיר אפיל כתרה לכתרו, פנים אל פנים, עימו, ואחר כך עידי כתרוגה נאמה להליך עם העתית עצמך וידה לבריאה. Because, at the time, the light of the moon was ממש a light, a fabulous light, was a full light. And that because the moon started to talk, so Akash said to the moon, well, now we have to reduce your light. So that means that Akash Baruch Hu gave us in Egypt to do Birkat HaChodesh. So Be'ezat Hashem, when we start to do Birkat HaChodesh, we start to bring the light to the Chodesh, to the moon. And then when we receive the Torah, and after we receive the Torah, all the darkness will completely finish. And then it will be the Geula Shelema. But unfortunately, they did the Egel. And because they did the Egel, so all the tikkun that the Jews did in Egypt, it's all over again. We have to do it again. To renew again the tikkun. All what we did in Egypt is finished because of the Egel. But Baruch Hashem, the woman did not participate in the Egel. You understand me? The woman, only the man, not the woman. Because the woman did not give their jewelry for the egel. They fight their husband for not to do the egel. So Baruch Hashem, the moon, the tikkun of the moon remained. Otherwise, God forbid, if even the woman will do the egel, the moon, we will lose a lot of ha'ara of the moon. The moon will be in problem. But because the nashim שלא פקוד נזמי עזב לעגל, תקנו בה קצת תיקוש, שתתעלב תחדיש מחודש לחודש, ועליה שאלה בראש חודש, תעלב משחרית עד חגית, זעין אפית, ובלחש עד נצח הוד יסוד. Fabulous. Now, הקדוש ברוך הוא, before that the Bnei Israel lived in Egypt, הקדוש ברוך הוא, it prepared a full גאולה, you understand? A full גאולה, a גאולה from the קליפה, a geula from Tikkun HaSfirot, a geula for the Torah, a geula from the Tannin, a geula even for the moon, that the moon will give full light, not only a little bit of light, full light. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said to the Bnei Israel, well, before you go to Egypt, I want you to start to be me, that all your chagim, all your Shabbos, all your prayers, they will be related to the light of the moon. And the more we do mitzvah, mitzvot, and chagim, etc., etc., we will give more light to the moon. Till be'ezrat Hashem, the light will get that full light that she had before. You understand? But unfortunately, that's why Hashem gave us this mitzvah in Egypt. Because don't forget, all the inner of Egypt, it's darkness. Now we have to fight the darkness through the Torah, through the Sefirot. And Hashem showed the Bnei Israel how much they are capable to fight the darkness on their own territory. Like Moshe. He said, Hashem said to Moshe, go and fight the Tannin in his territory and bring him down, throw him out. So now you understand, the moon, it's the light, it's the, you see the light of the moon when? On the night. So Hashem, he wants to fight the darkness, there will be no darkness anymore. Now we have to give back to the moon all her strength as it was before in Egypt. So it's a fight on all front against the darkness. So now we understand. Lil Shomerim Ol Hashem. That night that the Jews left Egypt was a full light. Full light. Instead of having only darkness, was full light. That means that Be'ezrat Hashem, when we will receive the Torah and we will if we wait for Moshe Rabbeinu to come with the Torah, there will be full light. Like that night when the Jews left Egypt. But unfortunately, the Jews did the Egel. But because the woman did not the Egel, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he left the light of the moon. Because the moon was the first, it was the first mitzvah that it was given in Egypt. And because the Jews, by doing the egel, they did a pgam on the first mitzvah. That what was the first mitzvah? The moon. Birkat HaChodesh. But because the woman did not do the egel, so Hashem, he said, well, there is still some tikkun, a small tikkun, that she ta'alit hadish mechodesh lechodesh, that the moon every month she will be mitkadeshet. We do the Birkat HaChodesh. Why? And we will remain counting all our hagim, our festival, our holidays by counting the moon. Why? Because of the woman. That means, God forbid, if the woman would do the egel, ay, maybe we will lose a lot of things. But Baruch Hashem, the egel was reduced. The head of the egel was reduced by what? By when the women did not participate during the Egel. Now I understand why this mitzvah was given in Egypt. Can you tell me why it was given in Egypt? Tell me. Very good. Fighting the darkness. And the moon you don't see the light of the moon, only on the dark. So Hashem said, we do Bekat Chodesh, so the moon will be, she will get back the Ha'ara that she lost when she proclaimed there is two kings cannot have one crown. So the Tikkun was starting, the or. Be'et Hashem, through Kabbalat HaTorah, the Or, the first Or that Hashem created, when He created the world, that Or that Hashem hided, it will come back again. There will be no Choshech anymore. There will be only Or. The Gemara said, before Mashiach come, there will be only Or. We will not see light. We will not see darkness. Light. It's one of the signs that Mashiach is not far away. Now we understand. Now we to finish. There is one last question. Why the Chodesh of Shvat is Mazal is Dli? Okay? And we talk the Sefer Yetzirah that the Mazal of Shvat is Dli. What it is Dli? Dli is where you carry water. Okay? Dili, it's where you carry water. Dili, look at this. Huh? Dili is Gematria 44. Huh? Dam. 44. With the Kolel, it's Gematria 45. 45, it's Gematria Adam. That means Shev and Chodesh Shvat. Shvat is Shevet Achim Gam Yachad. Shvat is the 12th tribute. Shiftiyah Edut Israel. The 12th tribute that it should remain together. So on Chodesh Shvat is the symbol of the whole Shvatim together. Ahdut. When there is Ahdut, there is Geulah. Where there is no Ahdut, there is Dam. Where there is no Ahdut, there is Dam. Dam is blood. Fight. Adam Ibayish Haviru. So Chodesh Shvat, the month of Shvat, is the month of Shiftiyah Edut Israel. Why? Because Shvat, it's the Hag between Sukkot and Pesach. Is in between. So now we have to prepare ourselves for the great Geulah of Pesach. Geulah of Yetzat Mitzrayim. So now, or there is Shvat, Shevet Achim Gam Yachad, Shiftiyah, we should compare ourselves like the 12 Shvatim that they were together in peace after the war that they had between with Yosef, because why the Bnei Israel went to Egypt? Because there was no Ahdut. Why the Jews went to Egypt? Because they threw Yosef on the boar. And to take water from the boar, you need a Dili. Now, when we are in the Galut, we are in the boar. We are in the Galut. We are in exile. It's like we are in a boar. In a How do you call boar? Boar. It's a hole. It's like the girls were now in a hole. So we need a Dili. We need a carrier. We need a Dili to take us from the boar. We need a string to take us from the hole. And we can have this only through Ahdut. So Shabbat, it's Ahdut. Shabbat, it reminds you that if we want to take ourselves from the hole, from the galut, we need Ahdut. That was the symbol of this month. It's Dili. It's دم غدم أحدوت أدم أحدوت and if there is أحدوت so we'll be liberated and daily בגמטריה עם הקולה the name of Hashem that means that הקדוש ברוך הוא will deliver us when there is أحدوت but if there is no أحدوت so we're in the book it's them we're in the hole and there is gzerot Shvat is Chodesh Shvat the month of Shvat is from the name Shvatim Shevet Tribes Shevet Achim Gam Yahad Shiftiyah Edut Israel the Shvatim now when it is to be Shvat is the 15 yes to be Shvat is the 15 and 2 it's Yudke 2 it's 15 Yudke the name of Hashem Shiftiyah Edut Israel when in Shvat there is united we're united so the name of Hashem will be taken and then after there will be the name of Hashem will be accomplished Dili is the Gematria Yudke Vavke Bimil Alfin it's Yudke Vavke Bimil Alfin that means if we achieve the tikkun of the Ahdut so the name of Yudke will come to the Shvatim Shiftiyah Edut Israel then the name of Hashem will be complete and the Geula will come okay I think I told you all what I have to tell you and I think I answered all your questions in 1 hour and I wish you Barakah Vatzlacha and God bless you